And the top part of the house is called the
roof.
And talking about kinds of animals, what different kinds of animals would you have, and where would you keep them?
Well, we had a barn, a big barn,
mm-hmm.
for the horses and the mules. We worked mules mm-hmm. mostly in farming, and used to do all the road building here with mule teams. But of course, they're an extinct article now. There's a few of them,
mm-hmm.
and we had a regular barn, stalls for them, fed them in. Then we had a big long shed
mm-hmm.
built, where they could get under out of the weather and eat, and a long trough, and we'd feed them, put the feed in there, and we put the grain in there and the hay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a big tub, you know, for water.
Mm-hmm. What about the top part of the barn where you keep the hay?
That's the loft.
Okay. And say if you had too much hay to put in the loft, you could leave
it.
We
put it in stacks.
Uh-huh.
Stack it up, look. Put around a stake like this
mm-hmm.
and stack it and lay it and put it up, and you could build, and then you'd comb it off
mm-hmm.
and it'd stay there all the winter, rain like it's been raining, and it'd just shed off.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could reach under there, and the cattle and the horses would go eat under there
mm-hmm.
and it'd all be good hay, just as dry and sweet and cured as in a barn.
What about a place for keeping corn?
Crib.
Mm-hmm. Was that part of the barn?
That's part of the barn. And then next to the crib we had a loft. We had a big loft in it, and we put shucks, and we shucked the corn
mm-hmm.
and saved it for the winter. And we got a sack of bran
mm-hmm.
and wet it and sprinkle that off, and then a little salt over it. And Lord, you put that there, and those horses and mules, cows, are just lapped it in. And then we had a big, all the loft of the barn is where we put fodder. We pulled the fodder off the corn stalks
mm-hmm.
and tied it in bundles. Lord, I've counted a jillion of them, and just about the hundreds and hundreds. Big
mm-hmm.
barn. And we had a big barn to burn down once with a lot of feed in it,
mm-hmm.
just burn. But we built another and back, but boy, it made a fire.
Mm-hmm. What about the fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around?
Oh, we just had it. Post, plank, sometimes wire, but mostly a plank fence.
What would you call that, the area?
Lot.
Uh-huh. What about where you'd turn the animals out to graze?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. And a place out in the pasture where, sort of a makeshift place that you could put the cows in for milking them.
Oh, that was we always drove the cows up. We had a part of our barn that we milked the cows in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Was one side of our barn.
Mm-hmm.
We had a room there that we put our hulls in, cotton seed hulls and meal.
Mm-hmm.
When we gin the cotton, we save the seed or sold them, and then got in exchange cotton seed meal for the cows with the cotton seed hulls.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes we just fed them cotton seed along. We fed our cattle sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
I chopped thousands of bushels up in my lifetime, and I milked at home for, 14 years. If daylight come here, I had to get that milk bucket, and I milked 15 cows, and the 6 o'clock whistle blowing, I was in the field plowing, and then we'd have a bunch of cattle run out on the range,
mm-hmm.
what we call the range cattle.
Mm-hmm.
We'd drive them up and pin them on a big piece of acreage, not several acres,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd break it up every 3 weeks.